Man, do we have a full plate today. We'll be talking about Europe, Ukraine, Canada, and some of the weirdness here at home.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Man, we got a lot of ground to cover today. And I hope I can get all the stories in front of me in this short amount of time that we spend each and every day. I don't even know where to begin. Do I start in Canada? Do I talk about something I figured out about Ukraine that maybe you need to understand as well? Maybe understand the politics here in the United States and how filthy and dirty it has become, how reprobate our nation really is, and how morally bankrupt and spiritually bankrupt virtually all of the leadership we have in the federal government has become. I'm talking about agencies. I'm talking about many of the politicians, even the fake and phony conservatives that pretend that they're conservatives. You know, remember Paul Ryan? That's kind of a scummy character from the past. He was the Speaker of the House at the time that Donald Trump became president, and he sabotaged him for 2 solid years. By the way, he's on the board at Fox News. Another good reason to get rid of Fox News. By the way, how much money does Sean Hannity make? I don't begrudge anybody making an income. But right now, he's up to $45 million per year. Is he really that smart? Are any of them that smart? $45 million a year. He's just repetitive and annoying. And for years and years and years, he talked about his solid Catholic faith, you know, believing in the sacrament of marriage, as the Catholics call it. Now he's divorced and hanging around with somebody else. Somebody else that has had a couple of husbands already. And, of course, she's younger than Hannity. Hannity's, what, 62? She's 47. That sounds like about 15 years of difference. Not that there's anything really wrong with that, but is he trying to get a trophy girlfriend, wife, whatever? And she's up in New York doing Fox and Friends, and he's down there in Florida now doing his show because he's a permanent Florida resident, so she comes to visit him in Florida on the weekends. So what happened to your wonderful Catholic faith? What happened to your sacramental marriage? What happened to a man and wife raising their kids and all the moral platitudes you had to tell us, Mr. Hannity? $45 million later, I think you've been bought and paid for. And I'm beginning to think more and more you've been bought and paid for by establishment Republicans. Oh, you know how to say the right stuff. You know how to play the game of loyal opposition. So many of them do. Paul Ryan did. What a scoundrel he was. Bonner, same thing before him. Fake tear Bonner, you know, just did his thing. And all the time doing the work of the Black Rocks of the world and the globalist, really. A lot of fake and phony Republicans. You know, there's one that comes to mind, and I've been saying this for decades. I mean, back into the 1990s. Flimsy Gramnesty. That's my name for him. He got all the way back. He used to be the buddy of John McCain. And when it came to borders, open borders, he and McCain were pretty weird. That's the only way to put it. Just pretty weird. They wanted a lot of illegal immigrants. And we needed a path to citizenship for all those that crashed the border illegally. Lindsey Graham, to me, is an enigma. He knows how to be a conservative. He knows how to talk about backing Trump when it helps Lindsey Graham get reelected. But as soon as he's got, as a senator, it's every 6 years, you know, for the next 5 years, he can do whatever he wants to do because people's memories are too short to hold him accountable for the things he's already done for the many decades that he was a congressman and now for how many terms as a senator from the great state of South Carolina, and how he pulls the wool over everybody's eyes every 6 years in the Palmetto State is beyond me. I just don't get it. Lindsey Graham is a warmonger. Lindsey Graham is a globalist. Lindsey Graham is a fake, a phony, and a total and absolute fraud. I mean, he's a skirt-wearing fraud. I'm telling you right now. And he loves war. I remember it wasn't that long ago. I guess we'll go to Ukraine first. It wasn't that long ago that when Lindsay, who definitely backs the war in Ukraine, he thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced white bread. I mean, he really does. And money. He was talking about, you know, what we need to do, folk, what y'all need to do is give all the old weapons we got in NATO to Ukraine, and then we can go buy some new ones and pay a lot of money to our contractors here in the U.S. of A. to buy new weapons for NATO. Just give all the old ones to Ukraine. What is the real purpose of the war in Ukraine? And a lot of people do not understand all the dynamics of Ukraine. And I want to spend a little time in this first segment, then we'll head on to Canada and some other places. There's a lot of news today that just gets missed. You know, even if you watch Newsmax or One American News Network or Fox News, I'm beginning to become distrustful of a lot of the conservative media because a lot of them are just in it for the, you know, the money. It's all about the dollars. I mean, Newsmax is getting ready to go public. They want to raise big bucks. And if you're worth $1 million and have a $200,000 income, you too can buy preferred pre-issue stock from Newsmax. I don't think I would do it. Somehow, money can corrupt so many good institutions. It has for years. So let's go ahead and talk about Lindsey Graham for a moment here and Ukraine. What is the real reason we are in, you know, pushing Ukraine? Why does the Biden administration and so many Republicans on board and, you know, just hugging each other over Ukraine? And you'll be told it's to fight Russian imperialism and aggression and this and that. And our news and our conservatives and the Democrats, they all have one thing in common. They're lying through their teeth. They're lying to you, friends. You may think, but I'm learning the hard way. Ukraine has been a pretty pathetic region before it was a country for centuries. Very corrupt. And it was a big part of the Soviet Union. And a lot of the folk in the eastern part of the country have been Russian all along. I mean, Nikita Khrushchev, the former premier of the Soviet Union during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he was born and he was the head of government in Kyiv in Ukraine. I mean, this is where a lot of the Soviet leadership came from. Ukraine has wanted to, in essence, be its own nation for a long time. That is an historical fact. Ukraine only became a sovereign nation around 1992. Not 1892, not 1792, 1992. And that was with the fall of the Soviet Union. It had always been a territory of another government or another country or region. One time a part of the Ottoman Empire. At one time, Poland laid claim. Russia laid claim. During the Second World War, the people of Ukraine, for the most part, sided with Nazi Germany in hopes of getting to become their own nation and a nation friendly to Germany. And those Nazi roots are still there. Oh, they're deep in that country. They haven't left. They never were stamped out, so to speak, after the war. If anything, our own miserable and demonic CIA started funding Nazis in Ukraine starting in the 1950s to be an irritant to the Soviet Union. I don't get it why our CIA is so involved in upsetting other nations and their people and their governments and their freedoms. Why are we so involved in being a destabilizing factor in the world? So you got a bunch of Nazis in Ukraine, which pretty much made up the initial fighting forces. Oh, I got a story from World War II I'll share in a little bit if I have the time today. And so we're told it's Russian imperialism. Well, there's several things that have been going on for a long time. NATO keeps wanting to expand what it is. NATO was formed as the North American Treaty Alliance, organization, way back when, at the end of World War II, all by the military-industrial complex to keep the money flowing. And you got people with their $25,000 wood desk in their fancy paneled offices at NATO, and they just spend American taxpayer money, and the Europeans don't give squat to keep it going. We end up doing it. And when Trump was in there not that many years ago complaining, well, everybody's complaining about Trump. And come on. We are being soaked here in the United States to pay for all this misery around the world. Why are we doing it? Is this for some just cause? Freedom and democracy in Ukraine? Come on. There's no democracy in Ukraine right now. You got a martial law kind of thing going on with Zelensky, the R-rated comedian with no political experience. The guy's a moron. The guy's an idiot. The guy's an actor. He's just a puppet for the globalist, if you hadn't figured it out. Now, Putin is no saint. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not going to go that far, but if some country, I don't know, maybe just make up one, China, if they decide to put nuclear weapons on the Canadian border aimed to the United States or the Mexican border, how would you feel about that? Oh, that's fine, Bob. I think it's okay. Why shouldn't the Chinese have, you know, hypersonic missiles aimed at Washington, D.C. from the Canadian border? Or maybe Cuba? Or something along those lines. We wouldn't like it. We didn't like it in 1962. Well, Vladimir Putin didn't like it either, as NATO started talking about putting armament right on the Russian border in Ukraine. And you have to understand, the treaty in 1992 said Ukraine would be a neutral nation. It would not be a member of NATO. And it would be neutral to both the West and the East. They lied. As these visionary globalists always do. They lied. And so Russia for years warned, don't keep poking the bear. Now, remember, if you're Vladimir Putin, you've been accused by Democrats in the United States of trying to rig the 2016 election. And Hillary Clinton is going Russia in collusion, which was all a big lie. Every bit of it. And the fact that our mainstream media ignores that shows how journalistically, moralistically, in every way you could possibly be bankrupt, they are and not to be believed. And Jim Comey and everybody that played along with the game. We have treasonous people in this country here in the United States, and we need to root them out. It's going to have to happen. Or we're going to be fodder for the globalists at some point. I mean, I'm just telling you. You know, if you want to usher in the apocalypse, just keep on in the direction we're going. You're poking a bear with hypersonic missiles we don't have. And right now, the Russian Navy is hanging around Cuba in the Caribbean with hypersonic missiles that in seconds could be hitting the United States. Mere moments and you couldn't stop them. He's giving you a little preview of what he's going to do if we keep pushing and poking the bear. So Putin is tired of being the Democrats' pinata. Anytime that Biden has got a problem, it's Russia, 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 Russia. My son's laptop, Russians, disinformation. I mean, that's what the experts said. Every one of those filthy, stinking liars knew it was the real deal, and so did the FBI. But they wanted to taint and control an election, so they lied. They got a lot of ways of messing with elections. And they did, and they tried in 16, failed, succeeded in 2020, and they're going to try as hard as they can in 2024. Don't be fooled. Absolutely do not be fooled. I hope I can get to a story about that in the second segment of the program today. So here's my question. What is it all about when it comes to Ukraine? What is the real reason that we are there? I mean, is it for freedom and democracy? Well, democracy is overrated, let's be honest. Flimsy Graham. I have some serious troubles with this clown. And he has become the first member of the Washington establishment to say the quiet part out loud regarding all of this funding of the war between Ukraine and Russia, which is really nothing but a U.S.-NATO war in Russia. Ukraine is just NATO's proxy. Past Sunday, Flimsy Graham was on CBS News' Deface the Nation program. And Lindsay said, we can't allow Russia to achieve victory in its war with Ukraine. And once again, he didn't talk about, listen carefully, I'm going to play you the audio cut. Nothing about democracy, nothing about freedom, nothing about hoorah, hooray for our side. None of it. I don't think Flimsy could care less if another million people in Ukraine die or Russians die. It doesn't matter to him. It's all about, guess what?
What did Trump do to get the weapons flowing? He created a loan system. They're sitting on $10 to $12 trillion of critical minerals in Ukraine. They could be the richest country in all of Europe. I don't want to give that money and those assets to Putin to share with China. If we help Ukraine now, they can become the best business partner we ever dreamed of. That $10 to $12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine and the West, not given to Putin and China. This is a very big deal. How Ukraine ends. Mm-hmm. Let's help them win a war we can't afford to lose. Let's find a solution to this war. But they're sitting on a gold mine to give Putin $10 or $12 trillion of critical minerals that he will share with China is ridiculous.
So wait a cotton picking minute. I thought, because that's what the media said, even Fox News and a lot of conservative media outlets, along with the New York Times, and everybody was kind of in agreement with our blue and gold flags, that we're defending freedom and democracy in Ukraine. Now, we're defending money laundering and making money, money and resources. That's what it came down. That's what it comes down to. And thank you, Lindsey Graham, for accidentally telling the truth. You just admitted on national television that everything being fed to the American people by the military-industrial complex, it's bought and paid for vomitous lackeys in Congress, not to mention the corporate media. It's all about sending billions to Ukraine. It's a flat-out lie. 2 years of fake and phony news were blasted away in just a matter of moments, in under a minute, by Flimsy Graham-Nesty, the moronic senator from the great state of South Carolina, and how he keeps pulling the wool over people's eyes, I don't know. Actually, Graham gave part of the truth, but not the whole truth. The United States and NATO wants to control not only the vast natural resources in Ukraine, but there are resources just like it in Russia. Do you think the globalists want all these resources in the hands of the Russians or the Chinese or anybody that's not them? While Ukraine's resources are massive, Russia's natural resources dwarf those of Ukraine. And what are we talking about? Natural gas. You know, what we're not supposed to use here in the United States anymore. You got to get rid of them gas stoves. They're evil. No more natural gas, electric plants, got to be wind and solar and unicorn whatevers. I mean, they want us in electric cars. Now, the only way to make electric cars is you need certain rare earth minerals, which you have to pretty well devastate the landscape to get. That's real green, isn't it? And so they want all these wind mills and solar panels. And they think that's going to solve everything with our electric cars. Which, by the way, with your electric car, I get a lot of people saying, I don't have to buy gasoline anymore. And I said, yeah, and you're not paying road tax. And they go, so? Oh, you're going to pay. You're going to pay a lot. What they want to do is they want to charge you for every mile you drive, or kilometer, depending where you live, that you drive your electric little vehicle. California alone wants to do 3 cents a mile. Well, Bob, that ain't much. But you know, you get to a state where you're looking at maybe like about 23 to 27 cents a gallon. Your car would have to get less than about 10 miles to the gallon to be paying 3 cents a mile in road tax. Think about that. The road tax in most states, and it varies. I know some states like California are outrageously high because they just waste money like a bunch of drunken sailors. And I don't mean to offend drunken sailors. They're probably better caliber of people than the politicians of California, especially when they're drunk. I'm telling you, you know, it's all about the money and power and globalism. The globalists that use the puppet of NATO, the puppet of the United States Congress, the puppet of the military-industrial complex. They feed them and they make them wealthy. And see, to make these batteries for these electric golf carts that we're going to be driving around in, you need the natural resources that only China currently has. And by the way, China controls a lot of the natural resources found in the continent of Africa. And we can't get our hands on it. See, what you're really seeing, this is not ideology as much as it is money. I remember that song, Money, Money, Money. Remember that from way back when? And all these globalist investment companies, it's all about the financial interest of the, well, Western corporations. You may think that we're just making this stuff up. But, you know, these globalists, if they had their way, they would break up Russia into a bunch of small countries that could barely defend themselves and then steal its resources. They've been thinking about that for decades. People like Nancy Pelosi, all those on the left, and yeah, even some of the fake and phony conservatives on the right. They're globalist at heart, and they play the game so well of the loyal opposition. And so the idea of breaking up Russia, this proxy war, all of it that you know you're seeing, it's just an illusion, my friends. I'm going to get back to Europe in a few minutes and a couple of other places. But I ran into this other story that I thought was great. And this comes from our neighbor to the north.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
Now, let me take a moment to kind of set this up. There's a lot of stuff happening around the world. You saw several days back over this past weekend in Europe. Things are moving a little bit more to the conservative side, but not near far enough. Don't get your hopes up too high. There's been such a great long-term indoctrination of so many people in Europe and making them dependent upon government for too much of their livelihood. So don't expect anything radical. They're complaining in Europe because, you know, hey, they're noticing that government wants to shut down farms and the people would like to eat. And so they're getting a little wise to the game. And they're beginning to wonder about wind and solar and some of this green nonsense. And that's why you're seeing a leaning toward the right. But they're not going to go all the way. They can't give up all of it. So they're always going to be caught in kind of in a bad position. Pretty much most Western governments have that problem, including the United States and Canada. Right now, both the United States and Canada, the premier of, you know, the prime minister of Canada, he's a leftist tool, an idiot, moron, and World Economic Forum, you know, little boy. And Joe Biden is just a dementia-riddled old man that stares into space and is surrounded by a freak show of leftists. So both the United States and Canada have got a problem. We're run by leftist lunatics at the moment. And people are beginning to pay attention here in the United States. They're beginning to wonder, you know, now granted, there's about 1 in 3 people on average that think everything is fine. But then again, these people are totally delusional. That's the only polite way to put it. Right now, there's a bit of a battle for the heart and soul of Canada. And they wanted to pass a new tax, you know, to make life equitable, wonderful, and just fairyland fair in Canada. And the opposition conservative leader, guy by the name of Poilievre, was talking about it. And then the leftist lunatic majority party, Mark Gertensen, responded. And I guarantee you that Gertensen had his little scripted speech and he never bothered to really understand what's going on. This is a very short exchange. And I'm just going to kind of jump in where Poilievre, the conservative, is speaking and talking about why he opposes a bill that is just a huge tax increase.
We'll be richly rewarded for their sacrifice in building the economy, a country based on meritocracy, not aristocracy, where you get ahead by working hard, not having a family, a trust fund like the Prime Minister, a country where if you work hard, you earn a powerful paycheck that buys affordable food, gas, and homes in safe neighborhoods. That future is for the common people. The common sense of the common people united for our common home. Your home, my home, our home. Let's bring it home.
All right, after he was done, that's Poilievre, finished his little speech. The floor was opened up to the majority leader to respond to what was just said. So listen carefully. I don't think this guy heard what was going on. And he was called out on.
Let's get a few questions in. Questions and comments, the Honorable Deputy House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just heard or found out moments ago that conservatives have now decided that they will not be voting in favor of fairness for Canadians. They will, in fact, today be voting against the Ways and Means motion to set fairness for everybody. Can the Leader of the Opposition take the opportunity now to explain his position, because he has been absolutely mute on this for the last number of weeks?
Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you.
I think the member has a problem with his earpiece, because I just finished explaining my position, Mr. Speaker. My position is that a job-killing tax on health care, homes, farms, and small businesses is the last thing we need in this cost of living crisis the Prime Minister has caused. He wants to tax doctors away when we have a doctor shortage. He wants to tax farmers when we have a food price crisis. He wants to tax home builders when we don't have enough homes. He wants to tax small business when our economy is already falling off the cliff and having the worst growth in the G7. Mr. Speaker, that is insanity. Common sense conservatives will bring in taxes that are lower, fairer, and simpler, so that hard work pays off with a powerful paycheck that buys affordable food, gas, and homes in safe neighborhoods.
Now, thankfully, people around the world, at least for a brief period of time, are beginning to see some of this leftist nonsense and lunacy. I mean, you cannot tax yourself into prosperity. And the idea of taxing food, taxing medicines and doctors and what have you in Canada, pretty much a globalist thing. They want to crush the middle class. They want the middle class crushed, destroyed, and dependent. And honestly, if the globalists had their way, at minimum, they want 7 out of every 8 one of us dead and gone soon, because we're just too many to take care of, or to control is really what it means. And all these taxes and all this globalism, all this World Economic Forum insanity, demonic insanity. Some people, when you push, look, evil always pushes too far. It tells you what it's going to do. And it goes and goes and goes, and it pushes and it pushes and it pushes. And eventually it pushes a little too far, so it backs off. It doesn't go away. It just regroups to come back with a new face and a new line and a new lie another day. And that's where we are, I believe, in the world today. The lunacy of the left has been pushed too far. The lies are beginning to be exposed. Now, granted, the mainstream media worldwide and here in the United States will be lunatic soldiers with brain syphilis doing whatever they're told to do by their globalist masters. Because they get paid well for it. Look at, like I say, even the conservative media guys like Sean Hannity, $45 million a year, give me a break. I mean, give me a break. These are elitist people pretending to be something they no longer are. And understand something. I remember when Sean Hannity was a radio announcer on WGST Radio in Atlanta, Georgia, many, 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 many moons ago, like around 30-something years of age. He had done a stint on a radio station in Huntsville, Alabama. The former home painter from Long Island wanted to be a radio announcer with that New York accent, and somehow he got into Huntsville and then Atlanta. And I used to listen to him a little bit because I had to do a lot of work around Atlanta, Georgia at the time. And I found him boring and repetitive, and I'm going, who hired this buffoon? That was my opinion. And the next thing I know, he's on WABC in New York and on Hannity and Combs. And they created this guy from New York to be on a New York station on a network based out of New York, and the rest is history. I really don't trust a lot of the media. And those that have a story to tell are the ones that are being suppressed by the tech tyrants. I believe we're coming into a brief window of opportunity for conservatives, and most important, forget politics. Politics is fleeting. For Christians in the church. The church is under oppression by the courts, under oppression by governments, under oppression by much of society and the mainstream media and even many corporations. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But I believe there's going to be a pendulum swing for a brief time, and we may have a window of opportunity. And church, if all you do is focus internally and don't do something to bring people into your church, shut your stinking doors and go home. You're worthless and useless, and you're not really a church. The church is the living body of Christ. And if we get a chance to come out from, quote, the underground or be out in the open, look, too many church bodies have gone astray, have gone apostate, have become useless, and they have condemned themselves. They are damned, literally damned. You know the ones. Others are being, well, lukewarm and not getting the job done. It's time to get the job done. And a window of opportunity is going to come. And if you don't use it, you're going to be held accountable for your lack of use. I do this radio program each and every day for one purpose and one purpose only, to help you to learn what's going on and give you some stories. And granted, some days I'm a day or two behind because it takes me a while to digest and double check and recheck. I don't run with the first headline from Fox or Newsmax or One American News or I don't do that. Too many of you get all giddy. Ooh, Hunter got, found guilty. Whoopee. On what? None of the charges have anything to do with the big guy. It's him and his drug problem. This is just fodder to keep you entertained and busy. You're missing the big story. Right now, we are in the month of June, and it won't be long. We have some bills to pay. I do this program. I give my time. I'm retired. I'm not wealthy, but I give my time. I'm no Sean Hannity. No, he makes more in a few minutes than I make in a year. Literally. Would you consider supporting this radio program? You can use Give, Send, Go from our website. I love Give, Send, Go. It's a Christian group. And they've been wonderful to deal with. I've had no issues at all. And you can go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Some of you listening on some of the podcast sites, you can actually give from the podcast site. Maybe even if it's just, Bob, your program is worth $5 a month as a podcast, or $10, something, whatever. You could set that up. It would really be a big help. If everybody that listened to the program in the past few months just gave a dollar or two as a podcast, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now. But many of you listen on shortwave, and the shortwave airtime is not free. Would you consider today making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio? Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie. Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia. The zip code is 24319. Tell you what, I'll give you that address again on the other side of this break. So if you didn't have something to write with, you've got a little time to do it right now, and we will be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The mystery of Ki Mitzion. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now, in every synagogue, pretty much throughout the world, there's the Torah scroll. And then when the Torah scroll is taken out, they say the words, ancient words, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Udavar Adonai Me Yerushalayim. And the law shall go forth from Zion and the word of our God from Jerusalem. That's from Isaiah 2. What it's saying is one day the word of God is going to go forth from Jerusalem to all the nations, and this is going to be linked to Messiah. Every week they confess this prophecy in the synagogues. Well, has it ever been fulfilled? The answer is yes. That yes, the word of God has gone out to the nations. The word of Israel, the Bible, has gone out, not through Moses, not through Isaiah, not through David, but through only one, Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth. The only name by which the word of the God of Israel, the Hebrew scriptures and the gospel has gone out to all nations. Not just gone out, but look where it's from. The word of Moses didn't go out from Jerusalem. It went out from Sinai, but the word of Messiah did. It's the only faith that started in Jerusalem, the only Jewish faith that went out from there. That's why he died in Jerusalem and rose again and sent the Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, that the word would be fulfilled. Utavar Adonai Meirushalayim, and from Jerusalem, the word of God will go out. What about you? Well, if you're in Messiah, you have a commission to spread the word too from Jerusalem. What's Jerusalem? Where you start, your home. That's where the gospel starts. Your relatives, your coworkers, the people you live with, you work with. Spread the word to all nations, but start it at Jerusalem, your home and those closest to you. Start today. Show them love, give them the good news, and Messiah will give you power from on high. He's the one who fulfills the words, and the word of the Lord will go forth from Jerusalem. Want more? Ask for the Apostles' Graduation. Now imagine being plugged into a special line, let you know future events, news behind the news, biblical prophecy, updates on Israel, and what you need to know as an end-time believer, and teachings and strength for every day of your week. And the incredible mystery of the temple doors, all free. How do you get all this? Easy. Just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. Just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me to reach the unreached peoples of the world in the most incredible way, from Moscow to Madagascar, even to Jerusalem. How? Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You can have a part in the end time harvest. That's YESHUA-1. Now you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the nice Jewish boy, box 1111, Lodi, LODI, New Jersey, 07644. It's a nice Jewish boy, box 1111, Lodi, LODI, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you, my friend, in Messiah, Ro'eh HaTov, the good and wonderful shepherd of your life.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Just a reminder, we are heard in a number of locations these days. We are now on Conviction Radio. That is convictionradio.com. It is a Christian, kind of cutting-edge talk network. You may want to check it out, convictionradio.com. We're on a bunch of other online stations as well. I don't have the list in front of me. We're on international shortwave station WRMI and WTWW. And the schedule available at the website, truth2ponder.com. We are heard every day as a podcast. We are on a number of platforms. By the way, sometimes when you hear commercials on the platform, it's not us. In order to be on some of the platforms, what they do is they insert a commercial oftentimes just before you can hear it. And that's the price that, in a sense, I have to pay to be on, I think, some of the platforms that many people go to. So we don't get a penny's worth of benefit out of any of it, just so you know. And so that's why we ask you to support us if you can. You can go to the website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You can find out more about the program and support us using Give, Send, Go directly from the website. Or, as I mentioned, make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, the city Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, 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 Virginia, 24319. Remember, there's no paid staff here at Truth to Ponder. We need this to keep going on shortwave. Now, I want to share some other stories that I've been kind of thinking about and going through. This becomes a real hot topic for some people when you start talking about Ukraine. And we are in a very weird world, to say the least. You know, what was that song by Cat Stevens? You know, "Ooh, baby, it's a wild world." Yeah, it is today. Everything is upside down. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. You know, I'm just trying to give you an idea of what's going on and what the President of the United States does. In secret, Biden is arming the Ukrainian army with missiles that can be shot directly into Russian cities. Now, why is that a big deal? Because, once again, it escalates the war. Do you really want to get into World War III for no, you know, just to get minerals out of a country? There's nothing about democracy there. You know, that's a big fat lie. There hasn't been democracy in a long time. We, the United States, the CIA, we caused. We, before Trump became president in 2014, we caused a coup to upset an election we did not like. Because the new president in 2000, well, just before that, was kind of friendly with the Russians because there were so many Russians in the eastern part of his country. And he didn't want to have a war. Well, the neocons hate that. They want war. More war. More dead bodies. You know, the smell of fresh napalm in the morning or whatever that line was from, you know, from the movie The Longest Day. And apparently unsatisfied with having dared the Russians to object to U.S. missiles flying across their breakfast tables, which would be spoiling the Russians' breakfast, Biden is now sprinting the wrong way up the nuclear war escalator. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a picture right here. Azov is an army brigade in Ukraine. And they're wearing their military uniforms and they've got their face coverings on so you can't see them. And they're holding up a Ukrainian Nazi flag. I kid you not, a Ukrainian Nazi flag. I told you in the first half of the program that since the early 1950s, the United States intelligence agencies have been funding Nazis in Ukraine to be an irritant to the Soviet Union and now Russia. The dementia-ridden president that one of these days is just going to fall over. You know, I'm recording this program in advance. I have to, like the night before, the day before. I remember reading an article that Biden would never survive past the 13th of June. We'll see if that's really happened tomorrow. But this buffoon that pretends he's the president, you know, the leader of the shining light upon the hill, the country that saved the world from the German chancellor with the funny mustache, is now officially and literally arming Nazis. And I ran across this story that describing Ukraine's infamous Azov battalion as only a one-time militia with a checkered past. No, the U.S. is now arming them, and they got their Nazi flag. It's got the blue and gold like the Ukrainian flag with the Nazi swastika in the middle of it, just like a flag. It is a flag. The long-standing concept in the United States, a federal statute, the Leahy Law, bars any U.S. military aid to foreigners who ever committed serious human rights violations. So up until now, anything we did with Ukraine prohibited anything, any support to the Azovs. I mean, who would not only believe in literal Hitlerian, you know, Nazism, but since 2014 have been busy overrunning Western Ukraine where they committed serious human rights violations, abuses against any Russian-speaking person who had lived there all their life. That's one of the things that Putin says was one of the reasons for his invasion. Following a short but disastrous time and betrayal between Stalin and Hitler at the start of World War II, the Russians have always had a deep hatred of the Nazis, especially Nazis who rape and pillage their comrades with the official, well, stamp of approval of the Ukrainian government, which is what's happening. And you wonder why in Europe and in Canada, here in the United States, look at some other places in the world that have gone through some radical changes, leaning more toward the right. They're getting tired of the globalists. They're getting tired of the death and the war and the stealing and the pillaging of nations. For those that want to be world leaders and big-time money operatives. Always remember, Hunter Biden may have been, charged and found guilty on a handful of gun violations that most experts say would never have gone to trial for anybody else. This was all calculated to excuse the aberration of law that occurred in New York City under a derelict judge and a derelict prosecutor. By the way, speaking of derelict prosecutors, my wife was looking at a picture of Alvin Bragg in some story. And she goes, I'm looking at this guy's picture and those, fat cheeks. He kind of looks like, honey, what he looks like? He looks like a chipmunk.
Alvin.
Alvin! Look, I'm just going to come out and say it. We live in a banana republic now here in the United States, officially. Officially, we are a banana republic run by banana-brained people with evil intentions and evil hearts. Recycled pagans is all they are. Anybody, and let's be clear, I want to make it clear. When you listen to these buffoons over at MSNBC, justice has been done. We have faith in our court system. They're a bunch of Brava Sierra artist. That's all they are. Sorry, but they are. They know it was calculated. If they didn't do this, you can't make the Trump charges stick. Now, let's be honest. The case in New York, the case in Georgia, and even the couple of cases being bought by Jack Smith, They're all political. They are purely political. I don't care what anybody at the mainstream media says. You people are sick and deranged, and you're delusional, and you're liars, and you have been for years. You are not to be trusted. You're overpaid buffoons that spit out anything your masters tell you because you don't have any brains of your own. You sold them out. You sold them out, Stephanopoulos, all of you. You're sick, you're evil to the core, and you're liars. Alvin Braggadocious brings a case originally he never wanted to bring. Even a stupid lawyer knew not to bring this case, but his masters told him he had to. I still want to know why that guy left the Justice Department, number three guy, and moves to New York to work for Alvin? Give me a break. You don't take that kind of a pay cut and work for a moron. Unless there's a big payday down the road. And of course, looking at this guy from the Justice Department, he is pushing every evil thing under the sun. So he's a Moloch worshiper, a Gaia worshiper, and an Ishtar worshiper. He's into all of that stuff, whether you believe me or not. It comes out of his own mouth. Alvin Braggadocious kind of reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama. They saw the guy and they said, we can own this guy. The elitists, we can own this guy and use him. He's got all the right credentials. And so Alvin Braggadocious ends up getting paid a huge amount of money for his legal expertise. Making like 10 grand an hour from Google. Give me a break. Who pays 10 grand an hour to some obscure lawyer for legal advice. Nobody. But that made Alvin Braggadocious have a net worth of 40-some-odd million dollars in expensive real estate holdings. He doesn't need to make 200-and-some-odd thousand dollars a year. It's pocket change compared to what he makes in his real estate. And it wasn't from some motive of doing the right thing. No, he did this because George Soros money funded his campaign, and those behind him tell him what to do. They own him, and I bet they got the goods on him as well. They always do. And so Alvin Braggadocious does what he's supposed to do. They get the prosecution going, coordinated it with the White House. You know that had to happen. I don't care how many lies any of the people want to tell you. You know, Merrick Garland is just a filthy liar. It has been since day one. Thank the Lord he is not on the Supreme Court. The man is the total antithesis to justice. He's a political hack. And not even a good one. But he runs interference for the Biden crime family, because they probably have the goods on Merrick, too, and they own him. And so you this whole thing with Biden, Hunter Biden, it's all about his drugs and his guns. It has nothing to do with what he was doing. You know, why did you make all those millions of dollars in Ukraine? What did you do? You never went to a meeting and they just kept paying you millions of dollars? What's that all about? Why are there hundreds upon hundreds of shell corporations? Who's the big guy? In other words, nobody wants to investigate that crime. So what they do is they throw this out there. And you know full well, Hunter Biden will never see a day of jail. And I can assure you, as many others probably are already figuring it out, Joe Biden has always said, when he was asked, will you pardon Hunter? No. Well, he said that word no to a lot of things that he ended up doing. He's a liar because Biden doesn't know how to tell the truth. Biden is a liar. His son will be fully pardoned the day after the election, if not before, depending upon circumstances. Look, all they want, they know when it comes to Trump, the charges will never make it through. The New York case that just was settled a while back will never get through appeal. The judge was not only making errors, he steered the trial illegally and unconstitutionally to demand a verdict of guilty. He forced it. And you look at those that were on the jury. They were predisposed to vote against Trump no matter what. Didn't matter. They could make up a charge. He'd be found guilty without evidence. And Trump was never allowed to even have a defense. I mean, they were trying to imply that he did this to influence the election. Well, so who do you bring in for your defense witness? The guy in charge of the Federal Elections Commission. What did the judge say? No. Can't have him. Why? He's an expert. We don't want him. We want the verdict to be what it is, and this is the judge. So it'll be tossed in New York, let alone at the federal level. But it won't be tossed until well after the election. They want that guilty and the jail. The smile that Biden had on his face. Did you see that picture, anybody? Biden was, you know, stumbling out of the room after giving some little press conference or answering some questions or some statement. And some reporterette yelled out about any comment on the Trump conviction. And he didn't make any comment. Now, remember, when you look at Biden half the time, he is bankrupt. I mean, he is also, the lights are on, but there's nobody home. And just like the other day, he was at a Juneteenth thing, just kind of standing there in a daze, not blinking his eyes, just, you know, oblivious to the fact that three people down from him was a man with a beard wearing a dress at a Juneteenth thing. You know, it's a freak show, normal freak show at the White House. You know, let's bring in some trans people, some cross dressers, and, you know, anything weird and sinful and antichrist, you got to bring it into the White House. So he's kind of walking and shuffling out of there, and some reporter asked a question, and he turned his head, and this really snarky smile came on his face. And as somebody pointed out, the only thing that came to mind is John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it, the father of lies. Joe Biden, in my opinion, sold his soul somewhere down the road for power and money and fame. His entire family bought into that lie, and they're thieves and they're traitors and they're treasonous people, and they do evil and they have the power to protect themselves. I mean, look, Hunter Biden was being investigated by Ukraine before Zelensky got on board. And Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion in aid if they didn't fire the prosecutor. No, don't give me this garbage that the Biden family is just all American. No, they're all in it for themselves. You know it, and I know it. There are a lot of other stories I wanted to share. I didn't get to this one. Did they really die for anything worthwhile in World War II? I was thinking about that the other day. My wife's father landed at Normandy on D-Day. My father served in the Pacific against the Japanese. And when you look back over these 80 years, what did they fight and die for? I'm beginning to think nothing. I'm beginning to think it was all for nothing. And maybe I'll share my thoughts on that tomorrow. We celebrate Pride Month instead of June Bride Month. It just shows how bankrupt we are as a society. And the church has become impotent. This nation, it's not a Christian nation, I hate to say it, but it isn't, when 53% don't even bother to be affiliated with anything. And of the 47% that are, less than half are involved with anything that is substantial, and even less are true believers. We do this radio program to help you and inform you on some pretty tough topics. And I don't know if this program has meaning to you. Would you let me know if it does? We've been doing this program, you know, come August, it'll be 4 years. 4 years. And when I started the program, I was concerned about two things: the pandemic and all the misinformation that I was seeing out there, and the lies from the media and Dr. Fauci and a bunch of others. And the election, I had a bad feeling. Everybody was saying, Bob, look at the rallies. Look at how many people Trump gets to show up. And I'm going, don't count on it. You're about to be played like a violin, played like a fool. And I felt bad all the way to the election, and I was not surprised when it turned. And so don't get your hopes up. Let's hope we can overcome it. But that election wasn't legit. Listen, if you believe in our mission and ministry, and you want to see us stay on the radio and shortwave, I need to hear from you. You can go to our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. That zip code again, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.